Chapter 1. Evangeline Hollis woke to the sense of hell. Fire and brimstone, smoke and ashes. Her nostrils flared in protest. She lay on her back, unmoving, willing her brain to catch up with her circumstances. Licking her lips, she tasted death, the bitterness coating both her tongue and mouth in a thick, immovable wash. Her muscles shifted in an attempt to stretch, and a groan escaped her. What the hell? The last thing she remembered was being burnt to a crisp by a dragon. Panic assailed her with the memory, quickly followed by her mind lurching into full awareness. Eve jackknifed up from her sprawled position, sucking in air with such force it was audible. She blinked, but only inky darkness filled her vision. Her hand reached up to her arm, and her fingers found the raised brand there. The mark of Cain, a triquetra, surrounded by a circlet of three serpents, each one eating the tail of the snake before it. The eye of God filled the center. The mark burned whenever she took the Lord's name in vain, which was often, and whenever she lied, which was less often, but useful on occasion. When dealing with Satan's minions, playing dirty leveled the playing field. Where the fuck am I? In her upright position, the smoky stench in the air was magnified, her nose wrinkled. Maybe I'm in hell? As a longtime agnostic, she still struggled with facing the reality of God. Heaven, hell, souls, they were concepts that couldn't be explained with reason. Besides, if there was a merciful God and a heaven, she'd be there. She had only been cursed with the mark of Cain for 6 weeks, and she hadn't yet been properly trained in how to kill infernals. But during that short time, she had eradicated a Tengu infestation, killed the Nyx, and managed to vanquish a dragon. She'd also helped put a lid on a major new threat to the good guys, a concoction of some sort that allowed infernals to temporarily hide in the guise of mere mortals. And she'd managed to get Cain and Abel to work together for the first time since they were kids. If all that wasn't enough to save her soul, she would take her chances with the devil. Maybe he'd have a better sense of fair play. As Eve's mind struggled to catch up with her present, the sound of singing penetrated the fog of her thoughts. She couldn't understand a word, but it was familiar all the same. The language was Japanese, the voice, her mother's. The idea of sharing hell with her mother was oddly both comforting and chilling. Eve's hands clenched tentatively, testing the soft surface beneath her, attempting to discern where she was. She felt satin, like the sheets on her bed. A cool breeze touched her brow, and Eve's vision exploded into living color. She jerked violently in surprise. She was in her bedroom, sitting atop her king-size bed. As if her senses had been muted, the steady crashing of waves against the Huntington Beach shoreline increased in volume. The soothing rhythm drifted down the hall from her living room balcony and brought welcome relief. Home. As her tension dissipated, Eve's shoulders relaxed. Then, a brief glimmer in the periphery of her vision made her turn her head. Lifting her arms to shield her eyes from the blinding light, she barely made out the silhouette of a winged man standing in the corner between her bleached pine closet doors and her dresser. Eve blinked back an unusually thick wash of tears. She risked another glance at the angel and found that, once again, her mark enhancements knew what to do even when she didn't. Her arms lowered. She could see him now without damage to her vision. The angel was tall, with brawny arms and legs displayed by a knee-length, sleeveless, robe-like garment. The gown was white and belted with a tan braid. The black combat boots, with wicked spikes running up and down the outside, were a surprise, as was the impossible perfection of his features. His jaw was square and bold. His hair dark and